Good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. And aren't we very grateful for the rain we had last night? My goodness, we had the mother of all storms where I live. The river was in spate, lots of water. Well, we prayed for rain and we got it with a vengeance. Anyway, well, lovely to have so much rain, and no doubt we've had rain in many places even today throughout this area where we live. So we thank God for the rain that we've received, and we ask that it will continue so that our dams can really fill up. A gentle rain that will sort of soak the soil and bring green fields, green grass, green mountains to the whole area here where we live. So a very warm welcome to you and As the Sun Sets. Do drive carefully, get home safely, and let's ask the Lord to be with us and to lead us and guide us through His Holy Spirit. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with a mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. We shall sing and praise your power. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You've not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You've set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We shall sing and praise your power. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho, and he was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was, but he was too short, and he couldn't see him for the crowd, and so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus, who was to pass that way. And when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he spoke to him. "Zacchaeus, come down, hurry, because I must stay in your house today." And Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed Jesus joyfully. But they all complained when they saw what was happening. "He's gone to stay at a sinner's house," they said. But Zacchaeus stood his ground and he said to the Lord, "Look, sir, I'm going to give half my property to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody, I will give him back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the Gospel today is a continuation, really, of the Gospel of yesterday. If you remember, yesterday we heard about the blind man who Mark and Matthew would be speaking about as Bartimaeus, who came to Jesus and said he would like his sight. And I spoke yesterday about how the brightness of the sun would have damaged the eyes of the people in those days because they didn't have sunglasses or that sort of thing. Today, we're still in Jericho. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, to his exodus, to his death. But he's in Jericho today and going through the town. The blind man wanted to speak to Jesus yesterday. Today it's another outcast. Well, the blind man, was he an outcast? Well, he was certainly one of the marginalized. But a real outcast would have been Zacchaeus. He was a sinner. Zacchaeus was a tax collector and used to cheat and make a lot of money at the side, as a lot of people do nowadays as well. Isn't that true? So Zacchaeus was one who wasn't really looked upon favorably by the people because he was a tax collector collecting money for the Romans and so on. But he had heard about Jesus, just as the blind man had heard about Jesus. Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus, but he was a small man. In Sesotho they say he was a mohutswanyan. He was a little man, a small man. So he couldn't see. There were lots of people there, crowds of people walking around Jesus. So he says, "Well, I'll be very clever. I'm going to go up. I'm going to climb up this tree so I can see him as he walks by. I'm just very curious to see this man that everybody's making such a fuss about." So Zacchaeus climbs the tree. He can see Jesus. And then, of course, Jesus, knowing all these things, sees this little man up the tree. And he calls him down and says, "Zacchaeus, come down. Come down. Because I want to be a guest in your house today." Now, everybody knew Zacchaeus. He was a little tax collector, a little crook. And Jesus says, "I want to be a guest in your house today." You know, it's just interesting how Jesus reaches out to the marginalized people in his day. And just as it is today, we are called upon and challenged to reach out to the marginalized people today. Can you imagine today if the bishop of the diocese or the pope had to say, "Well, I want to go and be a guest in the house of this or that prostitute and have a meal with them"? We'll also raise our eyes because we say, "Well, these are people who live on the margins of the acceptable society," I suppose you could say. And yet Jesus says to this tax collector who had a bad name, I want to be a guest in your house today. And the people react today. They react. Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry, because I must stay at your house today. They all complained, the people, when they saw what was happening. He has gone to stay at a sinner's house. That was their accusation at Jesus. Gone to stay at a sinner's house. The gospel, it's not just a kind of biography of the life of Jesus, not at all. When the Gospels were written in the first century, they were written for people who knew a lot of these things that happened. Was Jesus going into Jericho or coming out of Jericho? Was it really up the sycamore tree or was it an oak tree or whatever? Really unimportant. The Gospel is there for us today to challenge us to look at ourselves and to look at the way Jesus interacted with the people in his day, and for us to ask ourselves, what can we do and how should we react to the situations in which we live today? And that's the power of the Gospel. That's the strength of the Gospel. That's the insight of the Gospel for us. Not getting all wound up by sycamore trees and this and little this, little that. And not at all. Those things are often quite unimportant. The gospel writer has a message. It's a catechetical instruction, is this. This is what the gospel writers are on about. Not writing a biography of Jesus. He lived and he died and all the rest of it. That's not the purpose of the gospel writer. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John were writing the story about Jesus, the gospel story about Jesus, the good news about Jesus Christ. And today, what Luke is focusing on is this little man, Zacchaeus, who climbs a tree to see Jesus as he passes by. And Jesus stops and he says, come down, Zacchaeus, calling him by name. Come down, Zacchaeus, because I want to be a guest in your house today. How did he know his name was Zacchaeus? I guess that one of the disciples of Jesus would have said, Master, that little man up the tree, he's Zacchaeus. He's a tax collector. And so Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to be a guest in your house today. So Jesus is really inviting himself to Zacchaeus. He's inviting people around him to see that Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. I have come, says Jesus, to seek out and save what was lost. And so that's what Jesus does. He goes and he wines and dines at the house of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus is so overwhelmed by this coming of Jesus into his house that he says, I'm going to give away half of my property, and if I've cheated anybody, I'm going to give them back four times as much. Incredible generosity on the part of Zacchaeus. A real transformation in his life after encountering Jesus. And I want to say this evening that you and I need to encounter Jesus in our lives today. And if we do, if you do encounter Jesus in your life today, that you too are going to be prepared to give up everything. You're also going to be like Zacchaeus and say, I'm going to give half of my property to the poor. I'm going to give, if I've cheated anybody and crooked and been guilty of bribery and corruption, I'm going to give away four times as much as I got, and so on. Just to be absolutely, completely generous. And that's going to be because of our contact with Jesus, our encounter with the Lord. And yesterday we had the blind man encountering the Lord, and when he could see, he got up and he followed the Lord. Today, Zacchaeus encounters the Lord while he's up the tree. Jesus says, come down, let me be a guest in your house. And he encounters the Lord and changes his life. And I think, too, we all need to encounter the Lord. Not just to kind of acknowledge Jesus. Oh, yes, this is the gospel. It's about Jesus. And, I agree with. No, it has to be a real personal encounter with the Lord. And when we really come to know the Lord and encounter him, so to speak, that we can touch Jesus and embrace Jesus, so to speak, when we can really say, Lord, I can really feel that you are with me in my life. That's the kind of encounter that we're looking for. Let's pray today that you and I will have that encounter and be prepared to follow the Lord and to give up everything to follow him and to remember that Jesus says, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you've been lost, you've been far out to sea, you've been guilty of bribery, corruption, you've been guilty of all sorts of things. If you're a sinner, just know that the Lord is after you. He's like the hound of heaven, seeking you out, wanting to save and to be with you and to lead you to life. That's my prayer, not just for myself this evening, but my prayer for you as well. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Your truth will last from age to age. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Saviour. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Saviour. Now through Christ we are sons and daughters of God, and in him we see what we shall be when we come to the Father, and so with confidence we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide leaders and governments. Give them wisdom and integrity. You are the Lord and the source of our freedom. Bring those in captivity of mind or body to the freedom of the children of God. Give courage and strength to the young. Help them to choose their work and to make the right decisions for their way of life. Give patient tolerance to all who are no longer young. Open the hearts of the young to accept them and to accept from them understanding and love. Receive the departed into your eternal kingdom and sustain our hope to reign with you forever. Today we thank the Lord for the rain that we had yesterday and today. We pray that this will continuously fall gently on the earth, especially on our farms, so that we might continue to feed our people and bless you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, for bringing us safely to the evening of this day. We humbly ask that the prayer we make with uplifted hands may be an offering pleasing in your sight. And our prayer we make in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Beautiful song there by Dan Scutter, singing with his choir. Here I Am, Lord, is the name of the CD, and they were singing Sing a New Song Unto the Lord. Well, there he is, singing a new song unto the Lord, and I hope that you and I will be like Zacchaeus, who also sang a new song unto the Lord. So it's lovely being with you again this evening. I hope you're going to have a very quiet evening. Hopefully we'll have a bit more rain today. But we thank the Lord for the rain we've had yesterday and today. And we ask the Lord to continue to bless us. And may we always be sensitive to the blessing of the Lord. So keep us in your prayers and know that you're always remembered and loved here at Radio Veritas. So for now, time for me to say goodnight, get home safely, and enjoy a quiet evening with your loved ones. From me, Father Emil, goodnight, and God bless.